to Iran now, where 5 months after anti-government protests erupted, people there are still expressing simmering anger with the regime. The movement was sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, a Kurdish-Iranian woman who died in police custody after allegedly violating the country's strict dress code. Human rights groups say the government killed hundreds of people and detained thousands more in the nationwide protests. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly just wrapped up a trip to Iran, where she sat down with the country's foreign minister and spoke to people there about the protests. She joins us now. Hello, Mary Louise.
Hey there, Deepa.
So in your wide-ranging interview with Iran's foreign minister, he said the numbers of people killed or detained during the protests were exaggerated. He also denied that Iranians are afraid to speak out against the regime. What stood out to you in that interview?
I suppose just the vast disconnect between his perception and message about recent events in Iran and what has been documented by human rights groups and journalists, down to what you call them. We're talking about protests. He called them riots, violent riots. He, you know, one of the questions that was on my mind was there have been hundreds of people killed. That's according to the UN Human Rights Office. Would he acknowledge that? Would he express any contrition? And I think if he were here, he would answer that question and say, contrition for what? His message was very much, these were violent riots by people who were riled up by the United States, by Israel, and that Iran's government did what it should and enforced the laws to promote peace and stability. I pressed him on the rule, the rights of journalists there, and that perhaps some of the disconnect was journalists have not been able to fully document what's happening. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, nearly 100 journalists have been arrested in connection with the protests these last few months. He said, I can't confirm that any have been detained. But they were, one was arrested the day we landed, another the day before we flew out.
He kind of sounded like he was refusing to admit they were actually journalists who were arrested. You also asked the foreign minister about the 2015 nuclear deal, which gave Iran sanctions relief if it agreed to put limits on its nuclear program. The Trump administration ended that deal in 2018, and now the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has enough highly enriched uranium to build several nuclear weapons. What did the foreign minister say about whether or not Iran will build them?
On that, he has a consistent message with Iran's government and what it has said for years. I interviewed his predecessor as foreign minister three years ago, who also said Iran is not looking to build a nuclear weapon. So that is their line. The international community is not taking that at face value. And so one of the big questions was, is the nuclear deal dead? Is there anything that would bring you back to the table? And we got into the nitty-gritty of that for a bit. But I think the headline would be, if you were looking for hope that Iran is inclined to come back to the table and continue negotiating, I didn't hear it.
Well, out on the streets, you spoke with women, many women, while you were there. We saw that many were not wearing the hijab. Tell us more about what you're hearing from the women that you spoke with.
This is so striking because hijab, covering your head, remains the law for women in public in Iran. However, it's very clear that at the moment, it is not being enforced. So women are in this very uncertain space. Many were walking around totally flouting the law openly, but no one knows quite if the government might choose to crack down again or not. Let me play you just a little bit of what one woman, this is a woman I interviewed on the street in North Tehran. Here's what she said.
I have a respect for hijab because my sister wears the hijab, my mother wears it. My friends at the beginning, they were a bit worried and they would tell me to wear the hijab. But I told them that if you don't believe in the hijab, you have to show your opinion.
So this was a woman who took her scarf off in solidarity with the moms of those who've been killed protesting the government. And this is so central because, as you mentioned in the intro, Mahsa Amini was arrested for allegedly not wearing her headscarf, right? So it's this very visible, striking individual act of protest that you see women. We saw it in two cities in Iran not wearing their headscarf.
Yeah, we only have a few seconds left, Mary Louise, but any thoughts that you want to leave us with of what you observed there?
I think just the central contradiction of what we saw, and it's, of course, a very limited slice, but was an Iran that looks mostly calm. We did not see major street protests. There is a reason for that. It is that the government has crushed the protests. That said, we saw a regime that, for now, still looks to be very firmly in control.
Mary Louise Kelly, host of NPR's All Things Considered, thank you so much.
You're welcome.